Hi, I'm Rosemary Lamson, and I'm a parish nurse here in Grand Marais, serving the community at large. I'm out of Bethlehem Lutheran Church, but I see other people that are not members, and I get referrals from the doctors. Most of the referrals come from families. One of the children, the adult children, will stop or they'll call me and they'll say, well, you know, could you just come over and see my mom, or could you check on my dad? I'm just wondering. And then they explain what it is that they're concerned or worried about. And so basically, that's what I do, make assessments and do referring back into the community services. And I come for free. 132 over 70.
Well, that's higher than before.
Still within the same ballpark, though. Now we're going to see how many skips. First of all, to be a parish nurse, you have to be at least a registered nurse in the state that you're practicing. And I have practiced in Arizona and in Minnesota, which means that I have to have licenses in both states. We are usually based out of communities of faith, and so that it's usually out of churches. There's over 300,000 of us in the United States. And like I say, you know, 95% of us are giving back to the community. It's a wonderful, wonderful kind of nursing because we actually are with the patient and with the families, and don't have to deal with all of the government paperwork. We have forms. We have our, you know, own forms. We track. We are in constant communication with the patient's physician, whether the physician is here or in Duluth or at Mayo Clinic. We help make that connection and keep that communication open. And then being with the patient, being with the family, helping them, walking through their own individual situation and meeting it with what they have, with what they have to deal with, and help them realize what is ahead for them. Oh, Florence.
Who's there?
Hi.
Oh, hi. I'll see you.
Are you going to come down?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get my stuff put away, though.
Okay. I would say probably I average maybe 8 to 10 hours a week, and divided into 2 or 3 days, just depending upon what types of visits they are and so forth. So every Monday up at Sawtooth Ridges and do the assessments and blood pressures. If they have a cold or a cough or something, then you check the lungs and things like that. Here comes Our Lady. Yes.
Well, I have to go to the store and run around, so maybe I'm out of breath. I'm going to make a rhubarb cake, but I didn't have no strawberry jello, so I had to go get some.
Yeah, well, we'll let you catch your breath a minute.
Okay.
We stay focused on the individual and bring them the sensitivity and the faith component. When you're in public health or in government work, you really cannot bring in the fact of God or anything about prayer or that this could strengthen them. And there's all sorts of data and evidence that this helps in the healing process. But you have to separate church and state. And the rewarding thing is we don't have to worry about that in parish nursing because that's what we do. We do both. Well, look at that. Now, last week, Florence, you hit 124 over 56. Now, talk about...
That's pretty even, huh?
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row.
Good.
Much of the nursing also includes with the aging, with the seniors, and also those that are dying. And that is a powerful type of nursing, and to get involved with the families and to have them go through that process. It's a wonderful, wonderful, very rewarding type of nursing. And I think the other beautiful thing about it is that families allow us to become a part of their family.
Behind the Work is a production of WTIP North Shore Community Radio. The series is dedicated to exploring people's lives, what they do to get by, and the contributions people make to the community. This edition features parish nurse Rosemary Lampson. For WTIP North Shore Community Radio, I'm Kara Thomas.
There are times when I am blue, thinking of you and me. At midnight on the water, and how it used to be. In the stillness of the lake, where these thoughts take me again. At midnight on the water, do you remember when? They're gone like floating dreams. Scenes were there as in a mirror, made by